T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Slacker and Steve.
I don't want you guys to think I'm weird, but I have, and with all due respect to Five Guys, I think Five Guys is amazing. It's one of my favorite. I'm torn between Smashburger, Five Guys, and In-N-Out. I think they're all three exceptional burgers. I spent the last 48 hours perfecting making a Five Guys burger at my home.
Like, I don't, okay, at your home. You didn't get a job there?
No. No. But I've watched videos of them making the burgers. I've gone to copycat websites. I've made, like, I don't want to say how many burgers I've made to get the request. But I made them sliders so I wasn't wasting it. And I made different people eat them so they weren't completely wasted. But, and I don't want to get into the whole recipe, but I could tell you how to make a Five Guys burger right now.
Well, thanks for the invite.
Okay. Well, would you want to come over during you don't want to come over during the experimentation, do you?
Absolutely, I will.
Okay. Well, next time. Because there's a few things I want to know what the 11, is it 11?
Herbs and spices.
Yes, I want to know what those are. I'm going to figure that out. I'm going to get KFC down. I'm on this quest of like...
What's the big difference between Smash...
I haven't started my Smashburger quest just yet.
Or Five Guys.
But Five Guys itself, the thing that's going to freak you and T-Hack out is there's Frank's Red Hot Sauce on the bun. Like, I know you don't think there is because you guys hate spicy things, but there's enough other crap in there that you can't tell.
They
but
put it's it definitely on their bun specifically?
It's on the bun. There's 4, like, liquid condiments. It's... Stop looking at me like that.
Sorry, I just think it's hilarious that you got this deep into it. Like, you were really determined to, I don't know, it's just a funny thing to spend your weekend doing.
It's a part of me. It's a thing that I do. I once, have you ever had the enchilada soup at Chili's? It's like this thick,
that's right,
cheesy.
I spent
like 2 weeks trying to perfect it. I never got
close. Not even close?
No. I talked to somebody at Chili's, like a general manager. He's like, dude, you're never going to get it. He's like, we at the store don't even know. It comes to the store already made. So there's like somebody at Chili's corporate knows how to make it. But I need to know how to make that one.
You're going to be such an annoying customer at Five Guys now, though.
I don't know that I need to eat there anymore.
No need to go back.
Because I can make it at home. Like,
But you can't do their fries.
Who would want to?
Okay, that was rude.
No, I mean, I think their fries are I think their fries are totally edible. Like, In-N-Out fries are trash.
Oh, yeah, they are.
The highest form of praise.
Well, I mean, you can
they're
make
totally edible.
No, I think they're good. I mean, what's the best fry?
It's not In-N-Out, yeah.
No,
it's not. You can make In-N-Out good.
They're
if
like
you do.
Shoestring, aren't they thin?
They are.
Yeah.
For some reason, in California, they're way worse. The ones here are better.
Okay.
They like salt them more. I think in California, they're trying to keep you from dying of hypertension or something.
Maybe it's the altitude.
It
cooks differently.
Because there's something, when I was young, we used to try to get, as a poor kid, we used to try to make fries at home. And they're like, we had a fryer and they're just floppy.
Oh, in the oil.
I just don't think you can do a fast food fry at home. You have to have like the industrial thing. They cook so many of them, that oil
There's something
weird
about it.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird to be like, my oil's too clean.
Right.
It's just not coming out right.
It's sort of true. Yeah.
It is.
Because like Long John Silver's, their fries had a little bit of like fish stank on it.
Oh,
and it was good.
That's not bad.
You're like, yeah, just enough of like that batter fry weirdness. If I could make any fry, it would probably be McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the one.
I read a long time ago that the difference between them for the longest time and their fries is the way they blanch.
I thought they put sugar on it, too.
And that.
Sugar?
Yes.
I heard that, too.
It's why you don't want to own it, but like there's something about a McDonald's fry that keeps you coming back, and it's like I think they spray sugar on them or something.
Wow. I wouldn't doubt that.
There's
I'm just really shocked that Steve knows a cooking word like blanch.
It's one with water in it, right? Yeah.
Blanch is like cold water, I think. Isn't blanch cold water?
I had no idea. I just let it slide. I was like, yeah, of course,
blanched?
Steve. No.
Oh, my God.
I don't think
blanching,
so.
Like you blanch tomatoes. Come on over for salsa at my house. So you like take tomatoes and cut a little cross in the top of them and put them in boiling water and let them sit there for a minute. And then like you take them out and you put them in cold water and the skin just goes.
Yes.
Falls right off.
That's the blanch. Yeah.
Yes. And so I don't know how they blanch a potato, but somehow the blanching of the potato either gets rid of the starch or leaves the starch in.
Mm. Which is, yeah.
And I'm guessing with McDonald's, it probably leaves it in.
For the flavor,
yeah.
Yes. It doesn't. They're not doing anything so that the fries are healthier.
Yeah. They're adding sugar to
they're
them.
They're all in. So the other thing that we were kind of talking about when I started to tell the crew that I'd done this Five Guys experiment, T-Hack has sort of a similar weird thing about sodas.
Yeah.
And I think we need to explore that just a little bit.
Yeah, it's kind of a conspiracy theory, I guess. Surprise, surprise. I stumbled upon one that piqued my interest.
Yeah.
So they're saying that if you take Coke, I saw it on TikTok. If you take Coke and mix it with root beer, it makes Dr. Pepper. And so the conspiracy is like they started making Dr. Pepper because they like had all, they're already making the ingredients. They just started mixing it together. Because then there's some with like the candy bars with Three Musketeers.
Yeah,
Snickers.
There's a thing that says they're all labeled wrong.
Yeah, so now this is like they accidentally mixed the Coke and the root beer and they made Dr. Pepper and now they've monetized
that
it.
That can't be right.
That's what they do with like the Dum Dum mystery flavors. They just take the empty or like the leftover batches from the other ones and just mix them together. So
that's not true.
There's no like
it's not
a answer for mystery flavor. It's just like
sugar.
Say we had a leftover
mango and cherry and whatever
and
they
together.
Just made a weird pop.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can anybody?
I don't know, but
I thought Dr. Pepper had
like the seven flavors.
Yes.
Well, there's two in root beer and Coke, and they have others. I don't know.
I did see another one on TikTok that said if you take a Topo Chico and take the Mio, it's like a caffeine black cherry, a little squirt water thing.
Okay.
You put that in the Topo Chico, and it tastes like Dr. Pepper.
What's Topo Chico?
It's sparkling water.
Such a good
water. It's sparkling water.
Oh.
Dude, amazing.
Let me just tell you, it's Topo Chico people, trust me, they'll find you. Because they're such elitist pieces of hell.
What?
It's like, oh my God. The way you were just like, oh my God, it's like the best. What? Like Topo Chico people.
I just don't like saying Topo Chico.
You don't. But
that's a fun word. Topo Chico. That's fun. What do you mean?
You gotta put the Mio flavor in it to make it drinkable. It's not edible.
It's what? Oh my God, it's horrifying. All soda water is bad to me. But like, some people think somehow Topo Chico put bubbles in water better than other people did.
Oh, okay.
Just like you think water, regular water is different.
Yeah.
Sparkling water is different too.
Really?
You're saying that like Topo Chico somehow has something about it.
Yes.
That is.
I think the bubbles are
they're
smaller.
Like finer. Yeah.
Yeah, finer. Yeah.
How is that possible?
It is. You just have to put it, on your tongue to understand.
Are we still talking about
the sheer number of experiments that are going to be happening in people's homes tonight? There's going to be explosions all over town of root beer and Coke and Topo Chico and
that. I think there's got to be something to the Dr. Pepper because how many like we've come up with like four things that if you mix them together, you accidentally up with Dr. Pepper.
It's Corona beer and
Di Sorono. You're supposed to mix Corona beer and Di Sorono, and it tastes like Dr. Pepper.
Okay,
too.
Please don't anybody get caught in public. You've seen the commercials for Di Sorono.
No.
You haven't?
I've always, it's the Di Sorono on the rocks.
Yep,
that's all
those,
I remember.
Yeah. They're all, speaking of elitists, they're all Di Sorono.
Yeah, but you just dump a little Corona in there. Get right back down to earth.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.